The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There's an old-fashioned annual flower that I've taken a liking to over the past few years. It's an odd bird. It has different colored blooms on the same plant. The flowers open in late afternoon and close in the morning. It goes by the common name the Marvel of Peru since it hails from the Andes Mountains, but we mostly know it as 4 o'clocks. Not only do I like the odd flowering cycle and colorful blooms of 4 o'clocks, the fragrance is intoxicating and it attracts hummingbirds and bees. 4 o'clocks are easy to grow by direct seeding now. It grows into a 1 to 2 foot tall and wide shrub by midsummer and blooms its little head off. Eventually, it forms a black, carrot-like tuber that can be dug in fall and stored in winter, like dahlias, to be replanted next spring. It also self-sows readily. Although they can take some shade, 4 o'clocks flower best in full sun on well-drained soil. Some people may get a rash from rubbing the leaves, so wear gloves and a long-sleeved shirt when working with the plant. The seeds can also be toxic if ingested. Some varieties have multiple colored flowers on the same plant. These include white, pink, yellow, red, and bicolor blooms. Limelight is a newer variety with fuchsia-colored flowers and lime green leaves that offer a bright color even when it's not blooming. Broken Colors is a variety with striped bicolor blooms that's stunning. Plant 4 o'clocks in a container or near a window where you can enjoy the fragrance in the evening. You can also have some fun creating a clock garden. Plant morning glories, daylilies, 4 o'clocks, and moonflowers in one bed. When in bloom, the flowers will open in that order, helping you tell the time of day. And now for this week's tip. As you transplant your seedling veggies and annual flowers, water with a dilute solution of fish emulsion to help them withstand transplant shock and feed them a little nitrogen. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about tomato trellises. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.